you said you were trying to see if you could replicate Maury Boyd's results, and of course he has done very well, hasn't he, with HLB, with his nutritional programs.
Yes, and I think we have replicated his results in both the Hamlin trial and the Valencia trial.
He has had 8 years of heavily HLB-infected trees maintaining good tree growth and production, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He has not suffered through the years, either his production on Hamlins or his Valencias. His pound solids have held up. In fact, they're just as good and perhaps better than they were before he had the HLB.
You were looking to define the components that have worked in the Boyd program.
Yeah, I summarized the common components, nutritionally that is, that are in all of the treatments that are performing the best. And those basically broke down to the micronutrients and the macronutrients. Those were in, that combination of products was in every one of the top leading treatments that produced the greatest fruit quality and quantity during the last 5 years.
And there were a few other things you think that might be helpful. Phosphite.
Yeah, I include, for a grower who wants to put it in for disease control, there's nothing wrong with a phosphite. I don't contribute that towards necessarily helping the greening or fighting the greening, but it does help some of the consequences of the greening from a disease control standpoint in a root system and throughout the tree. I also mentioned that the salicylic acid or salicylate that's in one of the products is good and could make a contribution in the area of producing more foliage because it tends to release buds from dormancy, kind of like a growth regulator. And the more flush you've got or more leaves you've got, the more surface you have to put the nutrients on and be absorbed, and the more flush you or foliage you have, the better, more support you have to the crop that you're trying to grow.
A couple of growers have told me that even though Maury Boyd has told the whole world what he's doing, that no other grower has been able to replicate what Maury has done with his nutrition program in maintaining tree health and yield. Do you believe that?
No. There are other groves that are doing just as well as he has. He doesn't, they don't get the publicity. But there are several groves around Southwest Florida area. I've seen them up in the mid-Florida Polk County area. It's a management thing. Now, Maury's got a lot of attention because he was in good condition when he started. He never let his trees go down when the greening came in. That's because he had a good program going forward. And those trees then have maintained. Everybody else, including the trials that I've done, we've had to kind of bring trees back from some type of decline or loss of production, and that takes time. I think the important thing is it took us 3 and 4 years before we got production back up to the levels that they should have been.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.